Fred Film Radio is joining the Sydney Film Festival Australia.
Fred Film Radio, I'm Federica Scarpa, and today I'm in company of Carmen Jacquier, director of Thunder in the program strand Europe Voices of Women in Film of the Sydney Film Festival. Hello.
Hello, Federica.
First of all, Carmen, would you like to introduce your film to our listeners? What is about Thunder?
I will say that Thunder, it's my first feature film. And for me, it's a film about dignity, love, poetry. And yeah, it's based in at the end of 19th century. So it's a historical film. And it's how a young woman will fight for her rights and the memory of her older sister.
What inspired you to write and then direct this film?
First, I really wanted to write something about teenagers, about a group of teenagers, because I wanted to explore the possibility of relation with care, how to discover the first kisses, the first love. So that was the first things I had in my mind, in my head. But then I discovered the books, a diary from my great grandmother, something really simple. She was just writing about her life, like a children and a young woman at the end of her life. And it was really something I really have to say, it's not in the film. It's just, it gave me the desire to explore this time, this period in a history, and to explore also the relation between farmers, between women, young women at this time, and the connection between desire and faith.
Your film is about, I'd say, many things, religion, repressed sexuality, misogyny too. But watching it, I thought that, in my opinion, as you said, is a story about love, especially the lack of it, the needing and the search of it. Is it true? What do you think?
Yeah, it was really important for me. And I think today it's something I'm really looking for stories about friendship and love, because it's also a question of friendship, which is really close. I mean, love and friendship, and also sisterhood. And I think for me, it came also because where I come from, and because I grew up like a young woman, and it was full of tensions between girls and boys, and really bad tensions, I want to say. I wanted to do something about it, to think about, to have a reflection about the way to connect with another when you're a young person and you're building yourself.
Also, there's the distinction with the parents too. And it's very interesting in another way how you tell the dynamics of the sisterhood, not only between Elizabeth and Innocent, but also between Elizabeth and the younger sisters.
I think it's really a question of transmissions. And first you have the mother who will, she will never tell anything to her daughters. She will never tell her story. But I mean, you can see in the body of this woman and the tensions into her body that she's full of stories, but she will just be silent because she thinks it's the way to protect her girls. But it's not, because then a drama happened for the oldest sister. And then there is the transmission from the older sister, Innocent, to Elizabeth through the diary, through words. And then Elizabeth is capable to have another reflection on her body, on her freedom, on her way, or on her rights. But then the younger sisters, they can also observe Elizabeth. And so they can also be much more aware about, the society, around them and how they want to explore their own relation with faith, with desire, with, the parents. And so you can see that transmission by transmission, the woman became more and more strong, more and more, they know more about what they want and what they need to grow.
Our story is set, as you said, in the early 1990s. And it's incredible to think that, I'd say, unfortunately, there are some things that in some places haven't changed much in a century, especially if we talk about religion and, I'd say, female sexuality. So I was wondering, why is it still so difficult to address specific topics today, and why are they still a taboo?
First, I have to say that it's not a document. I'm not a historian. I'm really like a director, and I want to tell stories. So, I mean, even I did a lot of researches. It's also my realization was also that I could read books from historians, but it was most of the time it was writing by men. It was writing by white men and not by farmers, for example. So I had to mix all the sources to create something more close to the truth for me. So I met also old people, but they had to tell me what was the story of their parents and grandparents. But the thing was they had their own memories. So they also recreate the truth, the reality of this world. So, I mean, I think it's a mix of different sources. So then it's really important to say that it's a fiction. But I think what you said and what it's important for me also was to have a film, an historical film full of modernity, to also guide the audience into this reality that we are not so far today. For me, it's more about cycles than an evolution. Even, I mean, so yes, our world today, even if it's really different from this time, I think we are still humans, like full of knowledge and stories from our ancestors. So we are not so different, and we need to understand from where we are coming to be able to maybe change things today. But even if we are not a believer, even if we don't go to the church, I mean, we are still growing up in a society with this kind of traditions in our education. So we still have to fight against our fears, our shame on our bodies. I mean, what men and women, and I mean, we have a lot of deep troubles, and I think who really comes also from the Christianism, the religion, even we are not believers. So
I was wondering, so a way to, let's say, fight this mentality, can it be in the sisterhood, even today, between women, not only just sisters?
Yeah, I'm sure that it's about community and sharing experiences but it's, I hope it, I mean, even maybe now we really need this sisterhood, because we also need to reconnect to tell our stories. I hope that the future will also that men will also join the movement, that they will also understand that they also need this changement, because they need to be connected with women. We need to stay connected together, but for that we need to have the same rights. I mean, we all need to understand that feminism, for example, it's just a question of the right balance in between humans. It's not to have men or against women and women against men. It's just to have the same rights. It's really, I mean, simple, and not simple, but simple to believe in it. So, yeah, but I think for now we really need this sisterhood. We really need also maybe a friendship and understanding, because it's always the thing. Even if now, for example, me, I'm fighting for rights of women, rights of children, I also talk from where am I. So I also I cannot see everything. I also need to listen to other people who have older troubles, maybe more than me. So we all need to be aware to keep our eyes open for the people next to us. And it's something really important. And in the sisterhood, in this film, in Thunder, it's really this. It's also like every sister needs to care, to take care of the other, and to realize that she has another story. She has another need. And it's this, all the connections, can help to create a more safe world, I hope.
Speaking also of that, I was wondering the choosing of the name, in a sense, and also the title of the film. Why did you choose these two words?
When we did the researches in the place, we set up the film in the south of Switzerland. The two person who were creating the costumes of the film, they met a woman called Innocent, and I realized that women, they have, I mean, their society put a lot of responsibilities on their women, and it's everywhere, and it's really connected to our physique, to how we look. We cannot move like we want. We are always observed. I mean, every gesture of a woman is, yeah. So I also realized that it's also come through names, and that you have in French, you can be called Blanche, like purity, something like that. And Innocent, it's the same. And Innocent will be like a young woman, who will never fail, who will never to say it like it is, to maybe like a virgin, something like that. And it's terrible. I mean, you get this name, and you have to be like this pure and virgin woman forever. It's impossible. I mean, we are more complex. We cannot be. It's like a damnation to give a name like this to a woman. So for me, it's why I thought really interesting to give this name to all the older sister. And then for the title, it's really in French, it's called foudre, and it's really this coup de foudre. Love at the first sight. And it's really something when the thunder come from the sky and like can burn like a tree or a person. And it's French. It's really also when you fall in love, like of really strong, like of someone. And for me was the physical reaction of Elizabeth when she's reading the diary of her older sister, it's like a coup de foudre. At this moment, she's just fall on her knees and she's burning. So it was this physical sensation, because knowledge, it's that. It's also, it's not easy to have knowledge when you understand deep thing about life, about you. It's also, it means that you will need to fight, and it means that you will lose something, and it means that you will be in danger. So it's, yeah, connected to that.
Let's talk about the breathtaking places of your film. Did you already have them in mind while you were writing it, or did you choose them later, the landscape, I'd say? And was it challenging to shoot in the nature all the time?
Yeah, we did long repérage, so it took like few years to found the place, because in Switzerland, I mean, you have amazing landscapes, but it's not easy to go there. So you need an helicopter or something like that. And we didn't want to work with this kind of, I mean, even if we had to use an helicopter for once, because it was really high for the camera equipment. But otherwise, I didn't want to have to use an helicopter every day to go on a shooting. For me, it doesn't make sense. So, I mean, otherwise in Switzerland, it's really small. So you're always connected to a huge road, a highway, or, I mean, you have noise, you have, it's not easy to find like really a wild forest. It doesn't exist really. So first I thought to shoot the film like more down, but we didn't find really a place. So we went up and up and up, and finally we arrive at this middle mountains, high mountains. And so I had to rewrite the script with this new landscapes, with this new connection with nature for the characters, also with the work and with, I mean, yeah. So my research has moved also during the pre-production period, but now I'm really happy, because it's kind of typically like a Swiss dreamy landscapes, but we did something else with that. I hope it's not a postcard. It's not, it's connected to the feeling of the characters. It can be really deadly, really dark, and really also bright and beautiful, depending of the feelings of the characters. And it's something I have the feeling we really explore the good part of what is connection in between landscapes and souls, landscapes and bodies and faces.
One last question. How does it feel to be chosen by the European Film Promotion for the Europe program Voices of Women in Film?
I mean, I think it's a huge opportunity to show the film and to also meet other directors. I'm sad that I couldn't go to cine to really meet people in real and to meet the audience also. This is really like a sad point. But I mean, we did kind of a talk together with all the directors, and for me it was really powerful and really interesting to listen other women directors around the world with their own struggles and strength and desires and films and stories. It really moved something in me. I had to think after that about where I'm going and how I'm going, where I want to go. So it was, for me, was really important, but like a bit too short, because I was not moving to Sydney. But otherwise and it's always an honor to be able to share. It's always an honor to be able to share the film with other people.
It's another kind of sisterhood, let's say.
Totally. And I mean, we are also, I mean, I don't know what will happen tomorrow, but if I'm doing a film somewhere else, or if, you know, co-productions are also something really important for industry and for, I mean, when you're working in Switzerland, it's really a small country. So, you need others, joined the adventure of, a production. So it's also, yeah, it can be something helpful for the next steps.
Thank you very much, Carmen.
Thank you for your question and your time.
Thank you. And this is Fred, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on Fred.fm and smartphone apps.